Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 8th edition. We got an 8-gamer on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend. If you were playing some DFS baseball and you hung out in the TQE Discord or the FSD Slack chat, or you listened, or you read my batter breakdowns or anything else, you should have won some money. You might have crushed it. You might have barely made it. Either way, we were on point yet again. Dan Vogelbach, everybody. That was where we're at. We'll like him again tonight, but the boy can beast. It's been a good weekend. The pitching has been interesting. It's been a topic of conversation in some of the chats I'm in that it's hard to squeeze in the two aces because the hitting pricing, after you get past like 3,500, there's not much down there. You know, from previous listeners to the podcast in years past, I loved bargain basement hunting at certain spots. We used to play JT Riddle at $2,600. Like, there's guys when they hit a certain price point that you can jump on them and rock and roll. And even go down to like the low threes. You used to be able to get leadoff men and, good matchups, but not fancy guys for like $3,100 that in a game stack that just opened up so much you could do. And you don't have that catchers even. Catchers was a position you could punt all the time. The cheapest guys we have now are like Omar Navarez at $3,400, and we love that. We love the fact we play him at $3,400, but when he's the cheapest guy, it's kind of strange. So it's interesting pricing early on. I like it because you can't just stack up the studs and rock and roll. You got to be a little creative. I know I mentioned it a lot so far this year, that range of like 3,800 to 42 at certain positions are lock and load, like awesome little ranges there. And they really differentiate because they've kind of consolidated a lot of the mass into that area. And you have to really differentiate where you want to go. And I did it on Sunday. I mentioned I'm not so focused on the 4 to 5 man stacks, the way the 11 game slate spread out, that I want to get, maybe 2-man stacks, or I'm playing like home run derby in my mind because there's so many home runs over the weekend. I'm sitting there going, I could see these guys all teeing off, and it worked in some, didn't work in others, but I think it's a new philosophy I need to keep looking at more with this pricing we have, because you can't just go full-on stack and lock down like two really good pitchers. If you're going to go full-on stacks on some of these, like if you're going to Coors stack, we have Coors again tonight, there's no way in heck you could have two just knock-down pitchers. You have to punt the daylights out of somebody. On Sunday, if you wanted to get Max Scherzer in there and just even decent bats based on that, even that 38 to 4,200 scale, you had to take like one of the really bad arms. Like I hooked him up with Stroman and it worked out really well, but a lot of people aren't comfortable with bats like that. You're going to have to change your mindset on DFS right now unless the pricing changes. I kind of hope it doesn't. I like the idea of having to mix and match with mediocre talents. It's almost like a real baseball team. You can't just load up all stars. You got to go get your middle tier guys like your Robbie Grossmans, your Alex Gordons, stuff like that that don't look sexy by any means, but still fill out a roster, and it makes it kind of fun. So it's an interesting way to do it. Thought we'd just talk about it here for a couple minutes. Didn't want to overwhelm the podcast with it, but I know it's been a topic after the first week of just the way lineup structure is compared to years past, and just the ever-evolving game we live in, and it makes it so you can't just lock down the big boys, and I kind of like that. All right, 8-game slate on tap here. Let's kick it off with the starting pitching, and it's interesting, not just because of the price point. It's just some bad pitching tonight. You got Justin Verlander leading the way at 10-4 at home against the New York Yankees. We know JV is just a beast of all beasts. He got hit around at Texas his last time out. Gave up 4 earned and 4 innings pitched. Only got you 3 DraftKings points. Start part of that just dealt in Tampa Bay for 32.2 points. He gets his first home start of the season going up against the New York Yankees, who strike out over 21% of the time. First right-handed pitching, JV's got his 35% K rate, but lots of fly balls. Lots of fly balls when it comes to Justin Verlander. The Yankees have a 3.3 team total. Lefties 228, righties 264. The Yankees just went on a home run bonanza over the weekend So I think that's going to, that might scare some people off. I think in GPPs, JV is still very, very relevant. I think he's a really sneaky play in GPPs. In cash games, maybe not as safe as he used to be. So keep that in mind with Justin Verlander. I was so ahead on my soapbox earlier, I forgot to give you guys the totals on the day. Let's go right back to that. Oakland A's at the Baltimore Orioles, total 9.5. Lots of places to hit tonight, boys and girls. Nationals at Phillies, 9. Yankees, Astros, 7.5, lowest on the slate. Just talked about JV. Dodgers at Cardinals, 8. Mariners at Royals, 9.5. Braves at Colorado Rockies, Coors Field, the light, 10.5. Padres, Gigantes, 7. Okay, that's the lowest on the slate. Brew Crew, Angels, 8.5. So we have 8 games on tap. We have 4 of a 9 or more. I think we know where to focus our lineups. Don't get cute. I'm just going to say right now, don't get too cute. We'll go there. We'll pick on pitching elsewhere, and we'll rock, and we'll roll. The other pitcher you have up top here, there's 3 at 9K and above. You have Hyunjin Ryu going into St. Louis against the Cardinals. Ryu's been pretty good this year. You still got to wonder about the pitch counts in his first two starts, 87 and 82. But he still went 6 and 7 innings in both, giving up 2 runs, 1 earned. He's got you over 22 or more points in each game. And that's the other thing, is just based on this slate, 22 points would be outstanding from your starting pitcher. And, you know, the Cardinals are a pretty good offense. We saw Matt Strom kind of get back on in the groove yesterday, pitching much better. It's a Cardinals team that, it's interesting, but they're striking out almost 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching. We got Ryu with a good 27.5% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. There's a lot to kind of look at there and make you go, huh, it's not the Cardinals of old. You got a Cardinals team with a team total just below 4, lefties 287, righties 264 versus Ryu. And the Cardinals, surprisingly, like, Marcelo Zuna crushes lefties. Paul DeJong, reverse splits, not as good against lefties, had a good Sunday. But as a team, a 195 WOBA and a .091 ISO in the last 2 years combined against left-handed pitching. So it's very, very interesting there. Ryu at 9,600 makes a very, very good play in this matchup. Nice pivot off of Verlander. Just hope we get at least 6 innings, and it's a great spot there for Ryu. If you want to be contrarian, because I can already hear it now, I haven't even looked at Twitter this morning, but everyone's going to say, how is Madison Bumgarner $9,300? Well, because Madison Bumgarner got you 6 innings of no earned runs, 4 Ks against the Dodgers. Sure, he gave up a grand slam, but we won't talk about that. And then at San Diego to start the year, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks or 26 points. He's at hitter-friendly Oracle Park, a.k.a. AT&T Park tonight, against that same Padres team, which, you know, can be good, but also, you know, not world beaters by any means. They strike out over 22% of the time versus lefties. Mad Bum, 42% ground ball, 20% strikeout rate. And the Padres have the lowest team total at 3.29. Lefties 254, righties 335. And they have a lot of good righties in that lineup, a lot of pop in that lineup. So I'm not saying this is a gimme at all, but he'd be the most contrarian play up here. Would be very interesting. But for me up top, I'm going Ryu at $9,600. I'm going to roll the dice there. It's dicey. And if you want to be go GPP upside, Verlander's the man. He's one of the few guys on this slate with legit 30-point upside, because the Yankees will strike out from time to time. We know this. They only have a 21.5% K rate right now between the last 2 years. But we've seen that team. There's a lot of swing and miss in there, especially against a guy like Justin Verlander. So you got Verlander and Ryu up top. Maybe as the day goes on, Bumgarner strikes me more, but I'm not going there quite yet. When you drop down from Mad Bum, it gets ugly. Like, you got Masahiro Tanaka. You know, he pitched good against Detroit and Baltimore, 21 and 22 points. He's got Houston. Do you want to roll those dice? Totally up to you. Not a big strikeout team in Houston. GPP, sure, but I'm not going there. The next guy I look at is Julius Chacin at $8,100. You know, lefties can hit him well. He's gone 5 1/3 in his first two starts, 2 earned and 3 earned runs. He's got you 20.4 and 21 DraftKings points in his two starts, 6 or more Ks. That was at Cincy and against the Cardinals, so not the worst teams in the world, pretty decent. Now you get the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Not a huge strikeout team by any means, so you're not looking at those, but even if it gets you 5 or 6 Ks, not bad. He's got a 42% ground ball rate. It's a decent ballpark to pitch in. We saw since Eno Saris' comment this offseason, it's not as good as we thought it once was, but still decent. The Angels have a 4.3 team total, middle of the pack. Lefties 358, righties 283. A lot of righties in that lineup. Cole Calhoun's even hurt right now, so you got Justin Bour, maybe a few others. But outside of Justin Bour, not a lot to scare there from the left side of the plate. So Chacin, I really like it, $8,100. If you want to fit the bats, you're going to play some Chacin, at least here on the early outlooks of things. So that's where I'm leaning in that direction. And then below him, you know, Miles Mikolas, it's interesting. He's been horrible this year. The Dodgers' bats are on fire, but they're coming out of Colorado. Got out late last night. If you want to play the traveling game, you can. I just don't trust Miles Mikolas as far as I can throw him. You got Eric Lauer at $7,500. This is an intriguing play. He got beat up against Arizona, but then he dealt against the Giants earlier this year. 6 shutout, 3 Ks. He's not a big strikeout guy. We know that very, very well, but he does get to go to play at AT&T Park tonight. Something to take a look at in that respect. The Giants at 3.7 team total. It's third lowest on the slate. Lefty's 328, righty's 333. But you look at a Giants team with a 267 WOBA and a 101 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Eric Lauer could be an interesting one at 75. Just doesn't seem like the upside is too big. But again, 20 points earlier against the Giants this year would be outstanding at $7,500. Marco Estrada at 73 is going to be interesting. Baltimore is a great place to pitch in. And the Orioles lineup, you know, they have a couple home run hitters, but a lot of mess in that lineup. You got Estrada coming off a rocky one against Boston, at 2 earned and 5 1/3, but then pitched great against the Angels, 17 innings pitched, or 17 points, not innings pitched. He's just not a big strikeout guy. 3 Ks in both starts. He's pitched well, but not big strikeout stuff. But Estrada could be an interesting one for you here against the Baltimore Orioles team. Where'd you go? Baltimore strikes out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But again, he's not a big K guy. He's had 3 Ks in both starts, 16% K rate for him, and a ton of fly balls, which can be very, very terrifying in Baltimore. So something to think about there. Orioles team total of 4.6. Lefties 287, righties 362. So nice reverse splits there. But again, a 283 WOBA and a 115 ISO from the Baltimore Orioles tells you that they're not good. Their offense just isn't good. But, you know, like Trey Mancini, I'll get behind tonight. I think he's a great value play with his power upside. But Estrada can be interesting at 73. Don't completely hate it there. So in this mid-tier, I got Chacin 1. I got Eric Lauer 2. And Chacin 3. And that just shows you how bad this middle section is. And it gets even worse when you fall on down here. You can look at 7,100 for Trevor Cahill at home against a Brewers team that's hitting the crap out of the baseball. But on the same flip side, it's a Brew Crews team that's been playing at home and hitter-friendly Milwaukee. When you look at Cahill, the Brewers strike out 23.5% of the time. Cahill's got a 22% K rate and a 51% ground ball rate, which is very, very nice. Brew Crew team with a 4.2 team total. Lefty's 307, righty's 309. He's $7,100. He is risky. There's no doubt about it. He's got 6 innings in both starts at Seattle. It's a good Seattle offense. Only 1 run, 5 Ks. His last time out, he struggled at Oakland. So Cahill's a roller coaster ride. He's either on or he's not usually most of the time. So something to keep in mind there, but can be very, very intriguing at $7,100 against this Milwaukee team traveling to the West Coast. But they do get a DH, so that'll help quite a bit. And then last but not least, this is how bad the slate is, but I will recommend it. Kyle Freeland is $6,200 in Coors Field. He's facing an Atlanta Braves team that does have some pop. I know Freeland's first 2 starts were on the road, 22 and 25 DraftKings points at Tampa, at Miami. First start of the year in Colorado, which is usually not a good thing. It's a Braves team that strikes out 20% of the time versus lefties. Freeland, 21% K rate, 46.5% ground ball rate, 32% hard contact rate, all outstanding stuff. Lefties hit 261, righties 308 off of Freeland. He's been very, very good. The Braves have a great WOBA of 360 and a great ISO 204, so they hit him very, very well. It is Coors Field, so it's buyer beware type stuff. But $6,200 is an uber, uber punt if you aren't stacking the Braves or you're not stacking Coors, because you can still put Rockies in there with Freeland, of course. Freeland is in play. It's just very, very, very terrifying. And then the last guy I'll mention, and it's always terrifying with this man, but Homer Bailey, he's only $5,000. And that's why I'll mention him. He's $5,000. And that is insane saving. He's pitching in Kauffman Stadium, which is a phenomenal hitter's ballpark. So you have to keep him in mind. But he is facing a Mariners team that is just filthy at the plate. He faced Minnesota his last time out, 3 earned and 5 innings, struck out 8. For 17.1, if you give me 17.1 at 5K, I am over the moon. We know Homer Bailey can get ugly, though, but the Mariners are striking out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But again, it's Homer Bailey. So buyer beware. The Mariners have a team total of 4.8. Lefties 359, righties 367 off Bailey. That Mariners offense is fierce. They're going to be very, very popular bats tonight against Homer Bailey. But Bailey at 5K is not the worst thing I've seen in a GPP if you want to get weird, because you can put Bailey with Verlander, Bailey with any of the top guys. You can put Bailey with Chacin and get all of Coors. Like, there's lots of ways you can use Bailey to open up all the bats in the world if you want to go there, but it's very, very sketchy. So at first look here, you got JV and Ryu up top, kind of looking at Ryu in a better spot than JV, but JV is still a very good GPP play. Then Bumgarner might grow on me out throughout the day. We'll see. In the middle, I got Chacin 1, Lauer 2, Estrada 3. It's pretty rough in that respect as well. And you got some Cahill, Freeland, and Bailey down below. I like Cahill at 71. Bailey, very intriguing. I think I'll have a lot of maybe Chacin, Cahill builds. I think that's where I'll be because I'm if I don't pay up for pitching. It's going to be really interesting. It's one of those I recommend joining the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, which is free. Or come join us if you are a member at the Quant Edge. Join us in the Discord chat, which is always popping off. And again, talking about the Quant Edge, it's an awesome, awesome site. They've jumped into the baseball world. They have myself and many others writing over there. I do the batter breakdown multiple times a week, giving you the best plays or the top plays and some other options at each position. A couple days a week, I throw in some pitching as well. It's a lot of fun and a great group of guys and a lot of winning going on over there. And the best thing about the Quant Edge is they have some amazing tools. The lineup optimizer, they keep tweaking on the daily to make it better and better. They have umpires tools. They have weather tools. They have an awesome new tool they came out with last couple. The Las Vegas tool that in real time shows you how lines are changing, totals are changing, team totals are changing to kind of give you a reflection throughout the day that might help you deviate your lineups. And then it also has they also came out with an awesome values tool. It has the DraftKings, FanDuel pricings, both of them side by side. So it shows you how some sites have a guy's overpriced and other ones don't. So if you're playing on multiple sites and you like the player, like over the weekend, Clint Frazier was like $4,500 on DK. He was the minimum on FanDuel. And that kind of stuff stands out to you when you're looking at it. Because if you do all your research on one side, it's easy to go to this tool and look at it. They got batter versus pitch type coming up and many, many more coming down the ways. And those tools alone is why I think it's worth paying for the quantedge.com. If you want to get the MLB season pack, $25 off, promo code Bubba. So I highly recommend it. Thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba, $25 off the season pass. If you just want to try out the Quantedge, try the all sports package for the first month at $19.99. Use promo code Bubba. It gets you all the different sports, NBA playoffs coming up, and you get some MLB action. You can try all the tools for your first month, $19.99, promo code Bubba. All right, let's jump into the bats on this slate. We already mentioned all the high totals we got here. There's going to be some bats to like. You got Gary Sanchez coming off a three-dong day, going up against Verlander. GPPs, I can see it, because Verlander will give up the long ball. Probably not going there tonight. I got Monty Grandal versus Cahill. Like, you can't attack him with lefties like we talked about. Lefties 307, righties 309. I'm just not sure I'm paying up for Grandal today in that matchup. As you go down to like a Nick Hundley against Cashner at 39 can be very interesting if you're looking to punt. Buster Posey against Lauer at 39 has some upside. Posey's off to a slow start. Still an intriguing matchup for him there. The farther down you go, in Coors Field, Alex Jackson might be getting the start. He's a young prospect. He was raking in the minors last year. Got the call up when McMahon got hurt, or McCann got hurt. And Flowers is banged up. He's day-to-day. Flowers is a good play at 41 if he plays. If not, Jackson at 37. Cheaper piece of Coors. One I'll probably be going back to if you're not using Homer Bailey, Omar Narvaez at 36 just comes into play again. He's such a good cash game catcher. 7, 11, 0, 7, 23, 19, 0, 2. Such a really good floor with this bat with some power upside. Going up against Homer Bailey at 3,600. Omar Narvaez is one of my favorite catching options on the slate. And then guys like Austin Hedges in a GPP at 3,600 against Mad Bum. Take a look at him there. Like a Yan Gomes at 35 versus Vinny Velasquez. And the Phillies bullpen would be a guy to look at. Other than that, you'll have to check lineups. But right there is an example of that diatribe I started out the podcast on. After $3,500 a catcher, there really isn't anybody. We used to dig into the 2000s in catcher. No problem. It's changing, folks, and we have to change with it. First base, you got Freddie Freeman and Coors. But Belly Bomb against Mikolas at 4,900. Bellinger just keeps crushing baseballs. I was very wrong on him, and I apologize to the world. But lefties 311, righties 263 off Mikolas, and it's been pretty rough for him to start the season here. So Belly Bomb at 49, very, very much in play. You got Rhys Hoskins coming off a home run yesterday. He's $4,700. Phillies team with a 4.76 team total against Anibal Sanchez, so he's a GPP relevant play, just like goalie at 45. But I try to get up the belly if I'm going up there. But after him, it gets bleak. You do got guys like Jerickson Profar, Kendrys Morales against Andrew Cashner. Those are plays you can exploit. I'd probably go Morales just for a little more power upside. Profar, he's got some upside too, but it just hasn't been there. The A's are the highest team total outside of Coors Field because it goes Rockies, Braves, and then the A's at 4.9. Lefties 354, righties 368 off Trashner. So you can take a look there. I don't mind Morales at 43. I think it's very, very interesting in that matchup. I think a nice contrarian play that'll get overlooked. We talked about lefties 359, righties 367 off Homer Bailey. E5, Edwin Encarnacion at $4,300 is an intriguing play right now. He's coming off a 28-pointer yesterday, with a 9, a 5, an 8, a 0, a 19, a 6, and 8. So he's got 5 or more points in all but one game this year, 6 or more in all but 2 this season. He's $4,300. People will see Bailey on the mound. They'll forget righty-righty. Encarnacion's actually better versus righties than lefties. Intriguing play there at $4,300 in a really good matchup for the Mariners. You got Max Muncy, woke up a little bit over the weekend, but that was Coors Field. Take it with a grain of salt. I do love some Trey Mancini at $4,200. First base outfield eligible. Trey Boo Boo is crushing it. He had 4 points yesterday, but 19, then a 4, then an 18, then a 5, then a 21, and a 19. He's crushing baseballs, folks. He's doing what I wrote about in the preseason. This guy's very, very good. First base outfield eligible. Gets Marco Estrada in that fly ball rate. Reverse splits. I like Trey Mancini quite a bit today. The Vogelbach, Dan Vogelbach, $4,200, 43 DraftKings points yesterday. Just over the weekend, 43, 17, 19. That's his last three games. Big, big boy, left-handed power. It's Homer Bailey at $4,200, lock and load if you look to get weird. Because the only crappy part is he gets like seventh in the order, but that also lowers his ownership quite a bit. Farther down you go, you got like Ryan Healy, could be contrarian. Justin Borvers, Chacin, if you need to go there. I don't hate Ryan Zimmerman at 4K. I'd try to go a little bit higher if you need to, or you punt with like a Ryan O'Hearn at 39 versus King Felix. That could be worth a look for you. Mentioned Buster Posey already. Other than that, though, there's not a ton that stands out down here unless you want to go like Greg Bird or something, which not really running to do at the first base position tonight. Second base, Ozzie Albies in Coors versus a lefty at 52. I like that quite a bit. That's not bad at all. I got Altuve is not horrible. Johnny VR versus Estrada at 45 has my attention. But Whit Merrifield at 45 as well against King Felix, very, very much in play. I mentioned Jerickson Profar earlier. If Charlie Culberson gets to start for the Braves, he's 4,200 versus Freeland. He can be a nice value piece of Coors. I don't hate that at all. Farther down you go, like a Cesar Hernandez at 4K. Keep an eye on Dylan Moore. He might start for Seattle with all their injuries. He's second base, third base at 3,800. Kind of a piece of savings you can get there. But then after that, there's not a ton. Like Wilmer Defoe at 36, not running there. Probably the cheapest guy I'd look at here is if Ian Kinsler's in the lineup. He's usually hitting towards the top versus lefties. He's facing Mad Bum. He's $3,600. That'd be a guy I'd look at. He's not lighting the world on fire, but 11 points 2 games ago. He's only got 1-0 on the season, so he has a completely goose egg in your lineup. But he's got a lot of twos and threes. But at $3,500 against the lefty Mad Bum, he could come into play for you. Heading over to third base, you got Arenado and Coors, yes. Chapman versus Cashner is very intriguing in that ballpark, the way that ball's going to fly. Farther on, you go like switch hit and Camargo. Could be worth a look versus Freeland at only $4,500. I do like me some Anthony Rendon. I keep talking about him every day, and he's still $4,200. He's like in that $4 to $4,200 range over and over again. And all he does, game log, 26, 23, 7, 28, 19, 10, 16. He had a 0 to start the season. Since then, it's 7 or more points in all of them, 10 or more in all but one. He is hitting .433 on the year with 4 Jimmy Jacks and a 1.49 OPS. He's crushing baseballs. He's crushing righties. He's crushing lefties. Anthony Rendon is a really, really good play pretty much every day. He's going to have a goose egg here and there, but overall, a really good play. $4,200 is some nice salary savings for a guy of his caliber. Go on down some more. You got like Justin Turner, Travis Shaw are interesting plays. Manny Machado versus Mad Bum at 42. Stands out in a nice play if you plan on fading Mad Bum. Machado at 42. Nice discount on one of the better hitters in all of baseball. Mentioned Dylan Moore already. If Jed Jerkle gets to start, which he hasn't since he's been activated, he's only 38, so he could be interesting. But then like Evan Longoria hits lefties really well. He's $3,800 versus Lauer. You could go there if you have to, but really not a ton. There could be a punt. He was in the lineup yesterday. Alberto of the Baltimore Orioles. Hanser Alberto of the Baltimore Orioles. He's second base, third base eligible. He's played the last 2 games, 8 and 7 points. He's $3,500. He could be a punt for you at second base or third base if you so choose. Same with David Fletcher of the Angels. So a couple cheapies there at second base, third base eligible if you need to go there. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story and Coors. Alberto Mondesi at $4,800 for King Felix is very, very intriguing. Mentioned Johnny VR already. Got Marcus Semien a little pricier than normal for him. Like Carlos Correa in a GPP at $4,300 has a little bit of appeal for you. Corey Seager versus Mikolas at 31 has my attention. I'm not a big Corey Seager guy, as you guys know. And I know Coors lights you up 18, 3, and 12. He wasn't doing a ton before that, so keep that in mind. But 4,100 against Mikolas, a little bit of a savings. Paul DeJong, I mentioned it. He's a reverse splits guy. He's really struggled against lefties in his career, but he did put up a 9 spot yesterday against the Padres. So if you want to go there at 4K, he's still very, very cheap for his upside in the middle of that order. I don't hate it. Tim Beckham left early with a hamstring injury yesterday. If he's in the lineup at 39 versus Bailey, he's in play, but be careful. You got Fernando Tatis Jr. at 39. That's an intriguing GPP-type play as well. Other than that, though, it's like Wilmer Defoe at 36, Orlando Arcia at 35. These aren't sexy plays at all, so I try to get up at shortstop if you can. Outfield is loaded, as you'd expect. Trout's in a great spot as he just 4 straight games with homers, just crushing baseballs. He's amazing. You got Acuna and Coors, Christian Yelich versus Cahill. He keeps hitting the baseball, and he's a Southern California boy, so Yelich's going home. I'd imagine they'll do something for his fundraising for the wildfires and do a little thank you for him there, so keep an eye on that. You got Crush Davis against Cashner. Really great play. These are all no-brainer plays. These just kind of like fill out your plays. You got Bryce Harper. You got Blackman and Coors. Dahl's hurt. Those are all above 5K. Trout's obviously the greatest play here. I like Crush Davis to be sneaky. Yelich and Harper right behind him there. And then you got Coors boys. So that's how I'd approach that. But then you go below 5K. You got Juan Soto versus Vinny Velasquez. Very, very nice looking play there. In that matchup, Mitchy Haniger. Always overlooked, especially with the righty-righty matchups. He's 4,600. He only got 2 points yesterday, which is a big downer for him. But prior to that, 12, 16, 7, 14, 14. Very consistent, very good hitter. Stacks the stat sheet for you at 4,600. Good piece of a stack for sure. Ramel Tapia might get to start with David Dahlhardt. He's 4,600. Keep an eye on that. You got Whit Merrifield at 45. Talked about how much I like him already. Yoan Camargo and Coors. But if you're stacking Philly, never forget McCutchen at 44. He just keeps getting it done. A play I really like when you get down to the 4,300s is Malik Smith. Mentioned him a lot over the weekend. He gets on and he steals bags like crazy. His first time out yesterday, he stole back-to-back bags at 20 DraftKings points. He's got 6 or more in 3 straight. He's got multiple double-digit outings. He's 4,300 bucks versus Homer Bailey. Should get on, should run quite a bit. He could stack with Domingo Santana as well at 43. Interesting plays there. But the farther down you go, like a Nick Markakis and Coors at 43 is intriguing. Again, Eric Thames probably DH'ing at 43 versus Cahill. Love some Trey Mancini at 42. You got Jay Bruce against Bailey at 42 is a nice play as well. But love that Mancini play a lot. You got Jock Jams at 42 versus Mikolas. Nice little GPP play for you there. Lokane had a huge weekend for us. Going up against the righty Cahill is not as ideal, but still 4,200 bucks leading off. I don't completely shun that one. You got Will Myers versus Mad Bum. Will Myers does like him some Mad Bums, so keep an eye on that. But he's been quiet 0-3, 0-3 in his last 4. But interesting spot there at 4,200 versus Madison Bumgarner. As you go down even farther, like Robbie Grossman at 4K is interesting versus Cashner if you're stacking the A's. Adam Eaton, Victor Robles. I use Victor Robles more than he's Eaton at 4K. Eaton's leading off, so that part sucks. But Victor keeps getting it done. 20 more DraftKings points yesterday. This kid is so damn good. At 4K, he finds my lineups a lot. You got Marcell Ozuna, who crushes left-handed pitching at 4K versus Ryu. I think I'd almost go Victor Robles over Ozuna, but Ozuna's still a very solid look as well. Jorge Soler at 39 versus King Felix is very, very sneaky nice because people, again, they'll see the righty-righty, they'll walk away. It's not as cut and dry as it once was, folks. King Felix is not King Felix of old. Lefty's 365, righty's 343. The Royals have a 4.17 total. And Jorge Soler is hitting the ball very, very well, so don't sleep on that one. If Jose Martinez makes the Cardinals lineup at 39, he's in play for you. GPP-wise, Michael Brantley versus Tanaka, I don't hate at 39. That's a decent value. Franmil Reyes and Hunter Renfro are both 3,900 versus Mad Bum. I like Renfro more than Reyes, but both very sneaky plays in their respect. If a Verdugo makes the lineup at 38, you could look there against Mikolas. Clint Frazier, who crushed baseballs like crazy over the weekend, he's 38 for Verlander in a GPP spot. But again, Stephen Duggar's 3,800 bucks. Lefty is not as ideal, but still leading off and doing very, very well. You got Alex Gordon hitting in the 3 spot for the Royals against King Felix at 37. That's an outstanding value play. He'll probably be super high owned, but that's because they're not changing the price, and it's too good to pass up in these type of matchups. Brett Gardner leading off for his JV. If you're going to punt, he's 36. You could look there. Other than that, there's not a ton down here. So, like, after Alex Gordon, I probably don't go any farther, but Alex Gordon will be popular yet again. He's in a phenomenal spot, so it's hard to pass up on that. All right, let's recap the pitching real quick. After that sip of water. You got JV up top with Ryu. Ryu's probably the safer of the two, but JV's got that big-time 30-point upside in any matchup, so keep that in mind. In the middle, you got Chacin, you got Lauer, you got Estrada. Not sexy at all, but I do like Chacin quite a bit. We know he can get hit by lefties. Not a big lefty lineup there in Anaheim. And then down below, you got Trevor Cahill, Kyle Freeland and Coors, but still a very good pitcher. And then Homer Bailey 5K, if you want to take that challenge. Like, the one thing I'll recommend, if you do use Bailey at all, make sure you have at least one Mariners lineup, because if they go off, you're going to want to be a part of that so you don't cry the whole night. I highly recommend that. I know I will. I'll have some Bailey, but I will definitely have myself some Mariners. I mentioned a lot of good ones we like today, especially some right-handed ones that might go a little overlooked. All right, when you're talking stacking, obviously you got Coors in play. Colorado versus Tehran, lefties, 348, lock and load. But it's Coors, just load them all. Braves versus Freeland also in play. But then you get out of Coors, that's the beauty of this slate. Sometimes it's just Coors and nothing else. I mentioned three other totals that were of nine or above on tonight's slate. You got the Oakland A's against Andrew Kashner. You can definitely lock and load there. Lefties 354, righties 368. Crutch Davis in a great spot there. Matt Chapman, very intriguing. You got the Mariners versus Homer Bailey. Talked about that as well. 359 lefties, 367 righties. Don't forget the likes of Mitch Haniger. Edwin Encarnacion loves his righties. Domingo Santana are some nice right-handed bats to go with the lefty thump in that lineup with Jay Bruce and Malik Smith and other, and Dan Vogelbach. You got the Philadelphia Phillies versus Anibal Sanchez, very intriguing. But the Kansas City Royals against King Felix, lefties 365, righties 343. Whit Merrifield, Adam Altamonte, Alex Gordon, nice and cheap. Ryan O'Hearn, a GPP first base option. Jorge Soler in the outfield, like quite a bit. So, and that's some more interesting plays there versus King Felix. That is, I believe, your second highest total on the day. Yeah, they're a nine and a half. The A's are nine and a half. A's Orioles are 9.5 also. And the Phillies Nats are 9. After the Mariners, again, Phillies versus Anibal are in play. Orioles versus Estrada, lefties 287, righties 362. Estrada, major fly ball guy. So I like Estrada as a punt pitcher just because of the upside against a bad Orioles offense. But the thump is there. Love some Trey Boo Boo, Trey Mancini. If you want to get weird with the Angels or the Brewers, I could see it. But I'm going to try to focus on those four big games with totals of 9 or above. I'm not going to try to get too cute here. Maybe something opens up throughout the day. We see some line movement or whatever that these other games. Things open up because you do have a total of 8 in St. Louis and an 8.5 in Anaheim against the Brew Crew. So that might be the late night hammer that could be sneaky. But we'll know more as the day goes on. BVP, before I send you on your way on this 8-game slate here, you got like Michael Brantley, Bregman, Reddick, Altuve have all taken Tanaka deep. Correa and Springer have taken him deep twice. As a team, in only 91 plate appearances, the Astros are hitting 349 versus Tanaka with a 477 wOBA and a 373 ISO. They really like them from Tanaka. I know it's not the biggest of sample size, but they have hit him very well. Didn't talk a lot about the Astros today, but there could be a contrarian angle there, as we do know Tanaka can be subject to the long ball at times. As you slide on down, though, Mancini, Nunez, Sucre have all taken Marco Estrada deep. Mancini's only hitting 4 for 17 with a double and a homer. He's a lot better hitter than he once was. Mentioned Kendrys Morales, $4,300, nice and cheap versus Kashner. He's 6 for 10 with 3 dongs against Kashner, so keep that in mind. Crush Davis, 6 for 17 with a double and a dong. As a team, 423 wOBA, 254 ISO off of Andrew Kashner, so the A's are, if you need even more reason to play them, they are in play. You got Howie Kendrick, 4 for 7 with a double and 2 homers off Velasquez. Small sample, but that's interesting. Zimmerman, 5 for 12 with two doubles and a homer as well. Goldschmidt hitting 423 off Ryu. He saw him a lot when he was at the D-backs. 11 for 26, 3 doubles, 3 homers. So don't sleep on Goldie tonight. He's been kind of quiet since that triple-dong game, but always a good ball player. You got Whit Merrifield, 5 for 10 with a double and a homer off King Felix. We liked Whit already. Like Dansby Swanson, 6 for 9 with a double and a homer. He's actually swinging a pretty hot bat, so don't sleep on Swanson in Coors. Nick Markakis, lefty-lefty, even against Freeland, 5 for 11 with 2 dongs. Ozzie Albies 5 for 12, 2 doubles and a triple. A couple guys to look at there. Buster Posey 4 for 10, 2 doubles off of Lauer. Longo 4 for 8. Hunter Renfro, I told you I liked him at his nice price point. I believe it's 3,900. 5 for 13, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Mad Bum. Will Myers taking Mad Bum deep twice, paying $1.75. But Renfro, I like that price tag and that value. Brian Goodwin's been swinging a hot stick for the Halos. Keep him in mind. Only 2 for 3 in this sample, but it brought it to my mind because in season long, I was looking at him in Fab and everything, and he's pretty cheap value if you need one in the outfield. Yasmani Grandal, 4 for 13 with a double off of Trevor Cahill. So there you go. 8-game slate in the books. Going to be a fun one on this Monday night of MLB action. Again, check out the quantedge.com promo code Bubba. $25 off your MLB season pass. It'll be well worth it, I promise. If you want to just try out the tools in baseball, maybe try some NBA playoff basketball, and you're new to the Quant Edge, get your first month for $19.99 using promo code Bubba. Good way to get your feet wet. I know I've seen some people do that, that listen to the podcast. Get your feet wet there, and then go try out the big package later. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. It would help out a ton. It takes you just a couple seconds. It means a lot to me. I'd really, really appreciate it. Other than that, enjoy the evening. Weather's not too bad. There's some light rain coming in Baltimore and San Francisco, but should be able to play. Wind blowing out in Philly at 9 miles an hour. Sorry that was late to the podcast, but I had fun talking this morning about some, you know, just strategy talk, and we'll try to intertwine that from time to time. But again, good luck tonight. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 8th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.